You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, January 4th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about an ultrasound bra and how it could detect cancer sooner. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. In 2015, Jananda Devaran was working as a postdoc at MIT when she learned that her aunt, Fatma, had been diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer. Dadevaran, whose work focused on building flexible devices that could capture biometric data, flew to the Netherlands to be with her relative in those last moments. At her aunt's bedside, Dadevaran sketched an idea for an electronic bra with an embedded ultrasound that would be able to scan breasts much more frequently and catch cancers before they got the chance to spread. 6.5 years later, delayed by funding struggles and technical hurdles, Dadevaran has finally succeeded in bringing that off-the-cuff sketch to life. Her team's latest invention is a wearable, flexible ultrasound patch that sits in the cup of a bra held in place by magnets. Now the technology is not a dream on a piece of paper, it's real, that I can hold and touch and I can put on people's breasts and see their anomalies. Breast cancer screening is an imperfect science. The best method doctors have is a mammogram, typically performed every 2 to 3 years for women once they turn 40 or 50. A mammogram involves an X-ray, meaning the radiation limits how frequently the test can be done. And boobs are, well, booby. The procedure involves squishing the breast tissue between two plates, which is not only uncomfortable, but can deform a tumor if it's there, making it harder to image. Mammograms don't always spot cancer as well for women with dense breast tissue. But the ultrasound patch Dadevaran and her team created, a palm-sized honeycomb design made with a 3D printer, conforms to the shape of the breast and captures real-time data that could be sent directly to an app on a woman's phone. That's the plan. Currently, the device has to be hooked up to an ultrasound machine to view the images. You can capture the data while you're sipping your coffee, Dadevaran says. Making the patch involved miniaturizing the ultrasound technology, which her team did by incorporating a novel piezoelectric material, which can turn physical pressure into electronic energy. The problem Dadevaran and her team are tackling, catching breast cancer quicker, is mammoth. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. In 2020, 685,000 people, men and women, died due to breast cancer. Instead of having one data point about your breasts every 2 years, if you scanned every day with a device like Dadevaran's, you could have 730 data points to work from, with the potential to catch malignant lumps much sooner. Dadevaran says the device has the potential to save 12 million lives a year. Dadevaran doesn't see the technology limited to catching breast cancer. The rest of the human body is up for inspection too. She even placed it on her belly when she was pregnant to watch her baby kicking inside. She plans to start her own company to license it to healthcare systems once it gets approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. To begin with, Dadevaran wants the technology to be made available to high-risk women like her who have a family history of breast cancer. She also wants it to reach underserved female populations like Black and Brown women and women in poorer countries who may not have access to screening programs. Ultimately, Dadevaran wants to give people the opportunity to know what's happening inside their bodies every day, the same way we check the weather forecast. Isn't it funny, you know everything about the outside? How come you don't know about your own tissues in this century? Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, cars are getting bigger. Can smarter software make them safer? Checking in on Wired Science, a former NBA star is making a play for carbon-neutral concrete. And on Wired Security, what it's like to use Apple lockdown mode. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.